This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today we're here with Man About Town author.
Man About Scotland.
Man About Scotland. Edinburgh's Hogmanay guru. What else have you got? This is Pete Irvine, by the way, MBE.
I never use the MBE, of course. It's just not good to do that.
All right.
So, but anyway, it's okay. You can keep it in there. What else have I got? Is that what you...
Seem to have a new book. Well, the, you know, that's...
I have
that's,
it. Oh, I
that's
see.
That's what we're really here to talk about.
Of course, of course. How could I forget that? Because it just published just today. And it took a very, very long time to do, as always. But this time I was even more meticulous. I had a little bit more time. So I've been very fastidious in getting it right. And it's takes a long time putting together after I've written all the stuff up, visited, researched and compiled. And then the edit is a massive job. So it just came out yesterday, in fact.
It's great. You're heaving a big sigh of relief now, then.
I am. I sure am. In fact, I have it with me. I can't leave one with you, Phyllis, I'm afraid.
That's okay. I'm not expecting a freebie.
I, as the author, I only get a few.
This is Colin's best-selling guidebook.
It's their best. It's their best-selling reference book, which is something because Collins are the biggest publisher of reference books in the world. Mm-hmm. I don't think that can include their atlases because they do the world's atlases.
So you're not they as do, big as the world,
and I'm not as big as the Bible. They do the Bible, but I suppose a few people do the Bible, don't they? I don't know. Anyway, in terms of reference books, yes, it's their best-selling book. In fact, it's a bit odd and very flattering, but I'm told it's the best-selling guide in Britain.
Right.
Of all guides. That includes the pub guides, the walking guides, the London guides, blah, blah, the food guides. And it's because the Scots buy it, because they use it. Because I don't see this, and perhaps they don't, as a guidebook. It's a lifestyle book, and it's about celebrating and enjoying Scotland.
For somebody who doesn't know what Scotland the best is, how could you describe it? I mean, it goes into every nook and cranny across the country, and you have all sorts of things in there, from tea rooms to B&Bs to the best place to go to look out at a beach or whatever. It's a whole range of things. So, you know, how do you describe it to people when you meet them for the first time?
Well, for people that don't know it, the essential thing about it is it's very selective. And so it's only about the best of course according to me, but it generally concurs with what most people think because it's now in its 25th year and this is the 13th edition. And so so I get a lot of feedback and people say, over 90% say they agree with me about my choices. So I choose the best of everything, as you say, from coastal walks to fish and chips, from fine dining to luxury spas to hostels, beaches, waterfalls, standing stones, the rest. And I decide that they're the best of the example of that in Scotland or the world, and then I put them in a easy to digest list. So all the writing, even if it's Glen Eagles Hotel, which is a huge kind of thing with everything in it, it's only, you know, a couple of paragraphs.
And it's paragraphs in your own pithy style, as
it's
I like
pithy
to
and
say
concise
about
it. And reductive, though. So I tell people how to find a place, because it might be, you know, it might be a walk up the glen. So I tell people where it is, etc. And then I make a comment about its the wholeness of it. It's like if it's a restaurant, I'm not going to go into what I had to eat, because that'll be different in a year's time, or what the chef is saying, or whether it's a new chef or whatever. I try to convey the wholeness, the holistic, the atmosphere and the service all wrapped up together, even if it's a bad Monday night.
And I'm sure you've had a couple of bad Monday nights. So this is you actually travelling around Scotland. And given that, you know, it has now had so many editions, is it perhaps, I don't want to call you lazy, I'm not suggesting you're lazy, but could you not just sort of do much the same as you did in the last edition, or do you actually go and revisit places?
Lazy, Phyllis, I am not. I can say that with absolute certainty. I'm just not a lazy guy. In fact, I'm a very conscientious guy. So I feel this book, you know, obviously there have been many, many readers over these decades, and people rely on it and they trust it. For me to be, I have to be honest about it. So I have to see the place again. Now, of course, there's over 2,500 places recommended in this book of all kinds, so I can't actually go and sample all of them. But in the period that this book relates to, which is the last 3 or 4 years, then I have been to a very, very, very high proportion of them. That does include the ice cream parlours and the bakers and those things. And I do sample. So when I'm in Fort William, I know what I'm looking for already. I speak to the people that I know there that have the best places already, and they tell me, oh, there's a great new vegetarian restaurant in the high street, you must look at that. So I do, because they all know. And I sample it, and I try, and then if I think it's good enough to compare with the rest of Scotland, it goes in. So I do actually, yeah, I go everywhere.
That's amazing. And so do you take people with you?
No, I can't.
Get to sample everything.
Sadly, I can't do that. I've got a small two-seater car, which same car I've had for 18 years, and the roof goes back, so when you're on the Highland Roads and it might be sunny, as it was most of last summer, it was fantastic. But I can't have anyone in the car, because it would just be too distracting. When I get up in the morning in what lovely hotel room that I'm in, I get on the road that day with a whole list, maybe 100 places to visit. 100 places. And I try and fit them all in at the times they're open. Tea rooms shut at 5, you know, hotels that you don't check into. So it's always at the very end that I get to the hotel I'm staying in and might have dinner there or in a place nearby. Then I get 2 hits in the one late evening.
Makes your Instagram account quite good fun to follow, actually, Peter. I do follow you on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. That's Pete.Irvin, by the way. It's my handle. Is it handle that you use the word? Or
on Instagram.
Instagram.
I don't know.
Pete.Irvin. Yes, I do. And I don't take pictures on Instagram of pets or children or eating food on the plate, nothing like that. I take a picture that I'm trying to convey, like the book, The Essence of a Place, and make some comment.
What's your new place of this edition? Where is your ice cream place, by the way?
No, I have loads of ice cream. Right, I have about 1,500. Yes. Funnily enough, new in this edition is Alanda's ice cream in North Berwick. And as is Alanda's Fish and Chips. So it just shows you, because it is a person, has been there quite a few years, but I hadn't picked them up. Then I have my Fish and Chips in George Square in August, and I realise it's the best Fish and Chips. It's a pop-up. Only there for the month, but her place at Preston Pans is there all the time, and I've got it in this book and I'm very pleased, and I've got the ice cream in, so it's new to the ice cream. The Bay ice cream place in Stonehaven, next to the Bay Chippy, next to the open air swimming pool, is new. So there's these are new ice cream places since you raised the subject, and I sample every ice cream. But because I don't want to be a porky, fatty person, I often just have a few licks of ice cream and bin it, because I probably already had a lunch, ice cream, whatever. And although I'm pretty fast, pretty nippy when I'm running around, I can't have too many ice creams.
Pete, thank you very much for speaking with us about the, did you say 12th or 13th edition of this?
It's the 13th edition,
Scotland
25
the Best.
Years.
And how much does it cost?
I'll have to look on the cover here, because I don't really deal with that, but it is $15.99. But at the moment it's special, you know. I think I shouldn't say this, but you can get it on Amazon, that's a bit cheaper, but it's in all good bookshops. Waterston's yesterday in Piz Street, and they've got a huge pile of them, so that's very, very nice. I like to see it, you know, being read, being used.
Absolutely. Thank you very much indeed, Pete, for speaking with us.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.